On Anchor, thank you for tuning in with me, April. And today in the Stay Talk, I will be talking about the May goals. I will be talking about how to convert pain into power and what are my goals for this month, May. And I will be asking you all as well, what are your goals too? So, if you want to stay in touch with me, you can stay in touch with me on Instagram at APRIL_AUTUMN12. So let's begin, okay? So, main goals. Now, I have begin prep for NaNoWriMo 2. So, and nowadays I'm in that thing. If you know, don't know what NaNoWriMo, which stands for National Novel Writing Month, if you are a writer or a blogger and wants to make a mark in the writing world, it's better to start something in NaNoWriMo as well, okay? So last month, April was dedicated to poems, so that was NaPoWriMo, which stands for National Poem Writing Month. So we bloggers, writers don't find opportunities sometimes and don't find motivation. So if you want some motivation, you could start with these things. It's better, you know. And many people are over there who are willing to help us, you know. And if you're willing to be a good writer, just do start writing, start preparation, set the plot, get acquainted with your characters, build up your stories, and get ready, okay? So, and what my goals will be. So I'm going to read more. That's all the time goal I have. And I'm going to convert pain into power. And no doubt, even though I feel low sometimes, I'm going to make sure that I live more passionately and avoid the people around me who are getting my motives, my inspiration, my aspirations low. So I'm going to see to it that nobody lets me down. And so let's first share with you guys. So let me share with you the poem on the words I wrote a few days ago. So it's on suffering. The poem is, "The suffering is sufficient for me to add sugar in my future. Remember that the suffering I am having isn't suffocating me but promoting me to share uplifting stories. Suffering is not at all a tragedy but a track towards success." I hope you liked it. I wrote it a few days ago and that just came into my head. Okay, so just try to share uplifting stories, okay? So few days back, I listened at Glennon Melton. She is an author. She just gave the thought that if we just rub the word pain and turn that in power, you will grow. If you want to become wise and needs more wisdom, that who will teach you and more sort of, well, then the pain, huh? That's the pain that's going to make you more wise. A Glennon Melton, she's an inspiring lady. She dared to be hungry and desire and learn and grow. Those ladies who inspire me, who have overcome the difficulties and is now a motivational and inspirational lady. She is the inspiration for me that I came with the goal to convert my pain into power and make my coming up months more awesome and ravishing. So Here it's damn hot and I'm avoiding to get out of my house, and the best way is to sit in the house and trying to do something which is more productive. So as I told you, I'm not going out of the house and I'm trying to be more productive, sitting inside and doing something or reading, writing stuff, listening to music. So I hope I will be writing good posts for my blog too. And guys, I want to know, what are your goals, your main goals? Tell me in the comments, and also share your views on my Insta page. Directly DM me, don't hesitate, okay? So again, let me tell you my IG handle. It's APRIL_AUTUMN12. So let's catch up there as well. And have a great month ahead. I will be coming with new podcast very soon. I hope you enjoyed this one, my poem, my inspiration, my goals as well. So this was a tea talk for now. Oh, I'm going to have one more cup of tea now. So I will be catching with you guys very soon, okay? Thanks for tuning in with me, April. Thank you.